This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Two of the tech world's biggest names are making news at the end of this week, Tesla and Facebook. The leadership of Tesla is up in the air after the SEC announced yesterday it's suing CEO Elon Musk for making what it called false and misleading statements on Twitter about taking the company private. And Facebook revealed today that the data of tens of millions of its users had been exposed to hackers. Here to unpack these stories is Marketplace Tech's Molly Wood. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Amy.
So it seems so far the board is standing by Musk as CEO. But if all this gets to be a bit much, what is Tesla without Elon Musk?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty remarkable that you're now seeing multiple research firms, all kinds of analysts. There's a headline on Forbes today saying essentially Musk must go, that there's no other credible outcome for Tesla. But at the same time, those analysts are saying, look, half of Tesla's value is tied to Elon Musk, and that if he goes, that stock price drops by half, and no one really knows what happens. But certainly a protracted battle with the SEC is not something that anybody wants to see happen.
You got to wonder how you even go about calculating that. But half is a lot. how much has Elon Musk actually accelerated the market for electric vehicles? I mean, has he already sort of had the impact he's going to have at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's partly the question. I spoke with some experts who say that, you know, Tesla or no Tesla, Europe in particular was going to be moving aggressively in the direction of electric cars, mainly because of the diesel emissions scandal. You know, they were going to go all diesel and then got caught cheating on these emission standards. And now you see a lot of European automakers moving aggressively toward electric. They also say that Tesla hasn't necessarily proven that there's a mainstream market for electric cars, partly because the Tesla Model 3 has not been produced in large numbers, as you may have heard, and that Tesla has really prioritized producing the really expensive Model 3s, not the $30,000 version. On top of that, at least in the U.S., the electric car tax credit has been a big reason why people have been buying electric cars, and that's in some jeopardy. It looks like Tesla and GM have now probably gotten close to selling enough cars where that those tax rebates will wind down. So we have to see if people really want electric cars, even if they don't get a $7,500 federal tax credit.
I wonder, though, about Elon Musk's own goals. I mean, is it possible he's done everything he wanted to do in electric cars and he's ready to focus on rockets, the Boring Company?
I mean, this is a guy with, let's say, an agile mind, right? Yeah. He has a lot of interests. There are a lot of things that he wants to do. But I think that he is not going to leave Tesla without a fight. I don't think he's accomplished what he wants to accomplish. And I think he's really committed to taking that company over the finish line.
Well, before I let you go, we got to talk about the big tech news of the day. Another Facebook hack, this time 50 million accounts.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, this is a bad timing situation for Facebook, to be sure, and also sounds like a pretty serious breach. I mean, unlike Cambridge Analytica, where it was often described as a breach, but in fact it was a sharing of data. This seems like hackers really did get into the system and compromise as many as 50 million accounts. You're already seeing a lot of questions from the Federal Trade Commission. One of the commissioners tweeted saying, I want answers, because, of course, the FTC has a consent decree, an agreement with Facebook from 2011 over how well that company protects data. Over in Europe, where they have that new big privacy law, the GDPR, they're wondering if Facebook has properly disclosed how big a deal this breach is. And honestly, it's only likely to just increase scrutiny on the company and maybe even calls for regulation here in the U.S.
All right, Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.